Harvard and MIT are suing the Trump administration over a new policy that could prevent some international students from staying in the U.S. It's leaving many of them in limbo.
I spoke to one student from Lebanon who said, "My country is in turmoil right now. There isn't really regular electricity there, so I don't even know if I could do my online courses."
And two Supreme Court decisions uphold the rights of religious employers. Plus, thrill seekers are finding it tough to stay quiet under new rules in Japan. It's Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. The U.S. Supreme Court handed down two rulings today that expand exemptions for religious employers. One case involved a challenge to a provision of the Affordable Care Act, requiring employers to provide no-cost birth control to employees. Our legal affairs reporter Brent Kendall explains.
The latest case was about some broad Trump administration regulations that gave employers pretty wide latitude to claim religious or moral exemptions to having to provide this kind of coverage. And the court upheld that today on a 7-2 vote and said the administration had the authority to do this. This could leave somewhere between 75,000 and 125,000 women without no-cost birth control coverage in their health plans, although the Trump administration says there are other ways to get at least some of these women covered.
The other case also came down to a 7-2 vote upholding the rights of religious schools when hiring and firing teachers.
The case involved teachers at two Catholic schools that were let go, and the teachers sued, making age and disability discrimination claims. One of the teachers had breast cancer and later died. The court said that there just wasn't room here for the government to be second-guessing these sorts of employment decisions, and that religious schools, you know, emphasize religious education, and that religious education is an important component of faith, and that institutions of faith should have choices without government interference on who is going to teach that faith to the students in their program.
The Supreme Court will release the final opinions of its term tomorrow. United Airlines says it may furlough 36,000 employees, almost half of its U.S. workforce, due to a decline in passengers. A senior executive says the furlough plan is a last resort. The federal government has given airlines billions of dollars in aid to cover payrolls through September. The United furloughs would begin on October 1st. Brooks Brothers, the more than 200-year-old maker of business clothing, filed for bankruptcy today and is searching for a new owner. It's the latest retailer to seek bankruptcy relief amid the pandemic, following the likes of Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, and JCPenney. The U.S. surpassed 3 million confirmed coronavirus cases today, less than a month after crossing the 2 million mark. A rapid rise in cases in California, Texas, and Florida drove the country to a new single-day record yesterday, with about 60,000 new cases reported. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, spoke with our sister podcast, The Journal. He said any state with rising cases should consider locking down again.
We have got to just tighten things up. Close the bars, indoor restaurants, either no or make it such that there's very good seating. Make sure people wear masks. Make sure they don't congregate in crowds. Make sure they keep their distance. If you do those simple public health measures, guarantee you're going to see that curve come down. It's happened time and again in virtually every country that's done that. At the same time, one extra thing, if I might add, a lesson to the other cities and states that when you open and reopen, take a really good look at the guidelines and in your quest to get things open quickly, don't jump over the guideposts, don't jump over the checkpoints. Do it in a measured way, the way the guidelines delineate.
For the full interview, check out today's episode of The Journal wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up after the break, more on Harvard and MIT's lawsuit against the Trump administration. Harvard and MIT are taking the Trump administration to court over a new policy that bars foreign students from staying in the U.S. if all of their courses are taught online. The schools hope to block the government from enforcing the rules, which were issued earlier this week. Joining me now with more details is our reporter, Michelle Hackman. So, Michelle, let's backtrack to Monday when the Trump administration issued these new rules regarding foreign students studying in the U.S. Remind us of those restrictions.
Sure. So on Monday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which runs student visas, issued these new rules that basically said in order for you to stay in the U.S. legally on your student visa, you have to take at least one class in person. Now, that is a particular problem for people whose schools have announced either that they are going to teach all their courses online or for schools who are planning to say that, because that essentially makes their international students ineligible to stay in the United States or come to the United States.
And what was the Trump administration's reasoning for issuing these new rules?
Well, they've basically said a few things. They've said, you know, first of all, if you're going to be all online, all remote, why do you need to be in the United States at all? You can do that from your home country. They've also said that this provides new flexibility. And they're right about this, that normally under the rules, you can only sort of take one online course a semester. And here they're saying you can take most of your courses remotely and only one has to be in person. So they're billing it as flexibility. And then yesterday, Ken Cuccinelli, who's the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, that's the parent agency of ICE, said on CNN that he hopes these new rules are going to encourage colleges to reopen and teach in person. And now we've actually seen that those words have been cited in a lawsuit against the government.
And when these new rules came down, they were pretty rapidly criticized by both foreign students and colleges who admit them.
You know, for colleges, it creates a real bind for them because it puts them in this position where they have almost no flexibility. On the one hand, if they decide to go entirely remote, that means, as I said, that students who are already here would have to leave the country. Students wouldn't be able to come to the country legally. On the other hand, if they decide to go with some sort of hybrid model, students are expected to be here. And actually, a lot of foreign students are stuck abroad right now, partially because we're not issuing any visas. So people who need visas to come can't come and are at risk of missing a semester or a year of school. And also, importantly, I should also say, you know, a lot of schools, I think, were building sort of plans where they're teaching some classes in person, but are leaving the option open to go totally remote later in the semester if the pandemic gets worse. And now that option sort of is foreclosed to them because it would mean essentially kicking their international students out of the country.
So that brings us up to the latest. MIT and Harvard are now suing the Trump administration over the new policy. What do they have to say about the new restrictions on foreign students?
Let's go back a few months. Back in March, when schools started to shut down and make their classes remote, ICE issued what was seen as pretty flexible guidance saying, we understand all of your classes are remote right now. That is okay. You're still in compliance with your visa and you can stay here. And I think colleges and universities were sort of operating under the sense that ICE would sort of continue that flexibility. And so when they issued these new rules a couple days ago, universities were really taken off guard. And we see Harvard and MIT making that case in their lawsuit saying this was issued with no notice. You know, federal rules often have to go through something called notice and comment, where the public has a chance to weigh in, and said that the issuance of this policy so close to the new semester was arbitrary and capricious and are asking a court to stop it from taking effect.
About how many students is this impacting and what are you hearing from them?
You know, it really varies from school to school. Some schools have something like 15 to 20% of their populations are foreign students. And so this could have a huge impact on both the schools, which really rely on students for the full tuition that they often pay, but also on the students who, you know, many of whom build their lives in the United States. A lot of students are graduate students who have homes here, who sometimes have families here, and can't just leave the country so easily. I've heard from a lot of students who say, it's actually dangerous for me to go home. I spoke to one student from Lebanon who said, my country is in turmoil right now. there isn't really regular electricity there, so I don't even know if I could do my online courses. I spoke to another person from Australia who said, you know, doing my online courses is going to mean me being up in the middle of the night so I can be in class during U.S. hours.
A lot of complications. So where does this case go from here? Is this something that's likely to be resolved before the fall?
So the universities are asking the court to do something called enjoin the policy. And typically when parties ask for an injunction, you know, that's something that could come within a matter of a few days or weeks. So we could know fairly soon whether the administration is allowed to carry out this policy or not.
Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And finally, amusement parks are starting to reopen after lockdowns. They typically have safety measures in place, like masks and social distancing. But here's one rule you might not expect. No screaming on the roller coasters. That's the rule for thrill seekers in Japan, and it's designed to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus through loud vocalizations. But some are still finding it hard to bite their tongues. To help get the message across, one amusement park in Japan created a video showing its executives riding a roller coaster, masked, stone-faced, and completely silent. The end of the video contains the message, quote, "Please scream inside your heart." And that's what's news for this Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.